The Winter Spiral, a guided meditation by Amy Bammel Wilding in her book Wild and Wise, Sacred Feminine Meditations for Women's Circles and Personal Awakening, published by Womancraft Publishing in Ireland, and guided for you today by Molly Reamer with Bridget Sgrove for our Winter Magic Circle for our worldwide winter solstice celebration. And so at the beginning of this meditation, Amy notes that the custom of setting New Year's intentions on January 1st is possibly related to the appropriation of traditional winter solstice ceremonies, with the longest night of the year being a potent time to pause and reflect on the year that has passed, releasing what no longer serves us in order to make space for our seeds of intention for the upcoming year. So when we align ourselves, our bodies, our lives, our own wisdom with the wheel of the year and flow with the wild wisdom of the solstice, we invite ourselves to dwell thoughtfully in the close comfort of the womb-like darkness and make preparations for the rebirth of the sun. And so I wanted to offer this meditation to you as part of our Worldwide Solstice Circle, because as part of that ritual and ceremony, I encourage you to lay out what I call a solstice spiral on the floor and walk it, light it with candles, and then walk that spiral holding your goals, your intentions, your prayers for the new year, and walking them to the center of the spiral and then walking back out again as a way to commit to connect with, and to set and bind those intentions. So some people may not necessarily be able to set up a physical solstice spiral on their floor. They may, for whatever reason, I'm sure there's many reasons why it would not work out for somebody to do. And so when I saw this meditation, I realized that it was a perfect way to be able to offer the spiral walk experience, maybe even in a deeper and more contemplative way than you might have if you were physically walking it while other people are there talking or making noise or thinking about their own things or that kind of thing. So the recording may certainly be used in conjunction with an actual physical spiral walk, or it may be used on its own. So now let's begin. So taking a deep breath, and exhaling completely, sinking into a deep relaxation. Another deep breath, letting your body soften and relax. And feel completely held so that you can sink into the nourishing dark within. And another deep breath, letting a wave of relaxation travel from your toes, knees, thighs, letting your legs become heavy and relaxed. And then letting that wave of relaxation travel up through your hips, your pelvis, through your belly, up through your rib cage, softening your heart space, relaxing and releasing any tension in your shoulders, letting them drop away from your ears. Soft, soft, easy, easy. And letting a wave of relaxation travel from your shoulders, down your arms, through your elbows and your wrists. into your hands, into your fingers, maybe stretching your fingers, open, maybe closing them into a fist, and then opening them again. And then letting that relaxation move through your hands and out of your fingers till your hands are heavy and open, loose and relaxed. And then continuing to move that wave of relaxation up through your throat, softening, releasing. Letting your lips part and your jaw drop open slightly. Feeling any tension smoothing away from your eyebrows, your forehead. Letting your eyes drop back. Letting your face soften and smooth. And then being here, completely at home in your body, feeling safe and secure, warm and relaxed and comfortable. Completely present. And then letting yourself sink deep, deep within. Breathing naturally. And becoming still, relaxed in this darkness. Breathing in and out. Bringing yourself within. And in this place of deep within, becoming oriented to your surroundings and realizing you're in the cold, crisp air of a winter night. Seeing your breath as you exhale. And feeling a candle in your hand, though it is not yet lit. And now in the distance, you notice a bonfire. And you begin to walk towards it, hearing the crunch of your feet through the snow on the ground. And knowing that you are here on the solstice, on the longest night of the year. You continue walking toward the fire, and as you draw closer, you see that it is encircled by a beautiful evergreen bough spiral, spiraling around the center. The spiral is adorned with 12 unlit luminarias, white candles set in simple paper bags from the center to the edge. And you follow your heart's calling to step into the spiral. knowing that this walk through the spiral to the center fire is a time of reverent reflection. And a time to pause and look back upon the year that is now coming to an end. Take a deep breath in. Let it out, and then notice that the first luminaria candle, which represents this past January, the January of the year gone by, the January of the year that is now coming to a close, that candle is suddenly lit as if by magic. You step into the spiral, and you gaze into the soft light of this first candle. And you remember back to the first month of the year. What stands out to you as the most memorable from January? Is there a single word that best encapsulates the energy and feelings of January to you? Is there anything that you'd like to tuck away and hold on to from January? What did January hold for you? What lesson did you take away? What will you remember? When you feel complete in your reflections of January, the next candle in the spiral begins to glow. You walk further into the spiral and reflect upon the month of February. What memories are most vivid to you? Is there a word that best encapsulates the energy and feelings of February? What lessons from February will you hold on to? And then taking another breath. When you feel complete in your reflections of February, the candle in the next luminaria begins to glow. You walk further into the spiral, and you are standing before the third candle to reflect upon the month of March. What stands out to you as most memorable from March? Is there a word that best encapsulates the energy and feelings of March? And is there anything you'd like to tuck away and hold on to from March? When you feel complete with your reflection of March, the fourth candle begins to glow, calling you forward, deeper. You walk further into the spiral until you are standing before the candle for the month of April. What memories are most vivid now for April? Is there a word that best encapsulates the energy and feelings of April? What lessons from April would you like to hold on to? And then when you feel complete in your reflection of April, the next candle begins to glow, calling you on. You walk further into the spiral until you are standing before the fifth candle, and you reflect upon the month of May in your life. What stands out as most memorable about May? Is there a word that best encapsulates the energy and feelings of May? Is there anything you'd like to tuck away and hold on to from May? When you feel complete in your reflection of May, you step further into the spiral and stand in front of the sixth candle, pondering the month of June. What memories are most vivid for you now? Is there a word that best encapsulates the energy and feelings of June? What lessons from June will you hold on to? Halfway through the year now, you notice you are stepping ever closer to the fire at the center of the spiral, still holding your own unlit candle as the seventh luminaria begins to glow. You pause here and reflect on the past summer, the shift in energy that comes with the turning of the wheel of the year. And you remember the month of July. What stands out to you as most memorable? Is there a word that best encapsulates the energy and feelings of July? Is there anything you'd like to tuck away and hold on to from the first full month of summer? And then when you feel complete in your reflection of July, the eighth candle begins to glow. And you walk further into the spiral until you are standing before the candle for the month of August. What memories are most vivid here? Is there a word that best encapsulates the energy and feelings of August? And what lessons from August will you hold on to? When you feel complete with your reflection of August, you step further into the spiral and stand in front of the ninth candle, pondering the month of September. What memories are most vivid from September? Is there a word that best encapsulates the energy and feelings of summer's end? What lessons from September will you hold on to? When you feel complete in your reflection of September, you step further into the spiral and notice you are nearing the center fire. There are only three luminarias ahead. The tenth candle begins to glow, inviting you to reflect upon the month of October. What memories are most vivid now? Is there a word that best encapsulates the energy and feelings of the shift into fall? What lessons from October will you hold on to? When you feel complete in your reflection of October, the 11th candle, only steps from the center fire, begins to glow. You walk further into the spiral until you are standing before the luminaria for the month of November. What memories are most vivid now? Is there a word that best encapsulates the energy and feelings of November? What lessons from November will you hold on to? When you feel complete in your reflection of November, the 12th and final candle begins to glow. You step into the center of the spiral until you are standing before the candle for the month of December with the bonfire just before you. What memories are most vivid for this final month of the year? Is there a word that best encapsulates the energy and feelings of December? What lessons or accomplishments from December will you hold on to? With a deep inhale and exhale, you offer your gratitude for the memories, accomplishments, and lessons of this year. You stand for a moment and observe the stunning beauty of the fire in front of you and the evergreen spiral that surrounds you. Your heart fills the sight of the 12 luminarias, now aglow with your memories and your wisdom. Your focus returns to the fire that you now stand before, and you shift your thoughts toward the year ahead. With the completion of this year now sealed by your spiral walk, you know that it is time to begin to plant your seeds of intention for the coming year. You look deep within yourself, finding that your spirit knows exactly which seeds to plant. You reach down and light the candle that you've held during this journey, feeling the warmth of the bonfire and knowing that this warmth will sustain your fragile seeds through the dormancy of winter. You hold this candle with both hands now, the flame in front of your heart. And your word or phrase for the coming year arises naturally from your spirit. This will be the mantra that you return to. Your anchor point that will allow your seeds of intention to take root and bloom in their full radiance in the year ahead. You repeat your mantra, saying it out loud into the dark night. And feeling it resonate perfectly in your body and your soul. With a final nod of gratitude for the fire and for the night, you turn and begin your journey back out of the spiral. Focusing now not on the year behind you, but on the year ahead. When you have reached the end of the spiral, you take one more breath in. And then as you exhale, you begin your journey back into your body, pulling your awareness out of your reflections and out of the imagery of your mind, and back into the present moment where you are right now. Feeling your body heavy and at rest. Breathing evenly. And then taking another breath and becoming aware of your fingers and your toes, moving them gently, wiggling them around, bringing yourself back here, back to the present moment. Wiggling the fingers and the toes, shifting your shoulders, gradually opening your eyes. With gentle ease, you find your way back to this time and place, right here, right now. And then when you are ready, open your eyes. Welcome back.